Solid broke this, Nate.
Hi, Nate. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff, and I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I really just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about, looks like two and a half weeks ago, based on some financing that you and Matt did with People's United back in 2013. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, and we've already financed some stuff this year. We bought 50 more Curtis.
Oh, wow. You bought 50 more?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So do you guys normally do everything with People's United for all your equipment financing?
People United or MT Lease or Wells Fargo.
Oh, okay. Or MT Lease or Wells Fargo. Cool.
Wells Fargo.
Awesome. Well, what kind of equipment did you say you guys got?
Dry van trailers.
Oh, nice, nice. And so did you get those all new or used when you purchased
them?
Used. Oh, they're used. So you can get financing on used stuff. And is it all, like, so private party a lot of times? Or is it through dealers? Or?
Through dealers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they go through auctions and buy them up across the country and then sell them. And bulk.
Oh, wow. And so when did you guys buy all of these?
Well, we just officially got our last trailer yesterday.
Oh, wow.
In May.
Wow, so it takes that long to get them shipped out?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Unfortunately, because all the trailers were in Phoenix.
Oh, and they're all in Phoenix, and you guys are up in Nevada, right?
Yep.
That's really not that far, though. It takes, like, that many months to get them out there?
Yeah, well, 50 trailers, you have to coordinate it to where the guy will be here. And then he drops the trailer. Freight's complicated because, you know, guys usually go with the same trailer all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Usually they don't just drop a trailer somewhere and bobtail somewhere else, you know? So,
that makes sense.
It's a scheduling conflict.
Oh, okay.
That's a scheduling
nightmare. Yeah, it does sound like it. It definitely sounds like it. And so, like, with the 50 new trailers, right? Like, you're going to be able to, like, really expand your business, huh?
Yeah, we've grown drastically in the last 5-6 years, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why all the financing, we keep buying stuff every couple of years.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's, like, definitely, like, the best problem to have, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, we've been fortunate, but it does take a lot of investments. So that's
yeah.
The downfall. We
yeah.
Throw a lot of money back.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because especially just to keep up with the demand, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys get, like, are you mainly, like, you're business to business, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you guys, like, seek out new business? Is it, like, marketing? Like, I'm just curious on how that happens.
We do the sales.
Oh, okay, all with sales.
Yeah, we do sales, we do everything.
Oh, that's awesome. And so, like, how did you guys, like, how are you guys growing so much when everyone else isn't?
A lot of people are growing. We're just growing to a bigger scale.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are growing.
Yeah, in that industry specifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially, you know, California and stuff like that. California's a big market.
Oh, yeah, and do you guys also, like, go out to California? Or you're all over the country, right?
We go to California with little stuff, but nothing serious. California's a big market. It's just very competitive.
Oh, just so competitive. So mainly, like, are you guys, like, just in Nevada?
What's that?
So do you guys mainly just stay in Nevada?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. So I guess, is there like a typical time? I mean, you said you're buying every like year or so?
Yeah. Well, we hope to, it all depends on what comes on, but we hope to slow it down unless we need a new pallet machine.
Mm.
But other than that, for trailer-wise, we're good for about 3 years.
Good for 3 years. So when would you need like a new pallet machine?
It all depends on the orders.
Oh, okay. So how many orders, like, do you normally, like, how many orders would that like take for you to need a new pallet machine?
Well, right now, it's our pallet machine we have is not tapped out. So once it gets tapped out on what it can produce, then uh-huh. we'll buy another one.
How, like, is it just like a shelf life, or like, is it, like, how does the machine get tapped out?
Well, with orders, you know, it's right now it's not hitting its full capacity that what it could hit every day. You know,
oh, okay.
And we're still completing it, but.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's one of those things.
So is it like the pallet machine can only do like X number of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Interesting.
But, yeah, no, we hope in like 2-3 years we're buying another pallet machine, but right now it hasn't happened like that. So,
but like if you guys could buy another one right now, would you, or you just really want to wait?
We would wait, yeah.
Okay. just
getting all the
see.
Trailers is expensive. That cost us $300,000, so.
Oh,
$300,000. Even though it's financed, you need $75,000. I think we paid $75,000 for them.
Uh-huh.
So, even though you're financed on $225,000, but you still had to come out of pocket $75,000, so.
Oh, yeah. But that return on investment is going to be pretty high, right? Because you're going to be able to increase your business by 50 trailers now, right?
I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too.
It's just a gamble. Everything is, I mean, we had the demand, so that was a good thing. But, mm-hmm. yeah, right now it's a kind of a gamble thing.
Oh, I see. Kind of a gamble. So then, since you just did all of this, you probably, towards the end of the year, wouldn't be looking into, like, 179 or anything, would you?
Shouldn't. I mean, you never know, though, but we shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you just never know what comes across.
Yeah,
you know,
especially...
I mean, whatever opportunity comes around, we try to see if we can do it, and if we need financing, then we go get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. When does your fiscal year end? At the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are doing great. It sounds like you guys are just growing and have been for the last few years here.
Got lucky.
Got lucky.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, it's been going good, but, you know, you never know what the economy could do tomorrow.
Well, I think let's stay positive and say it's going to keep going.
I hope so.
me too. Well, you know, I know you said you don't have any current needs right now, but maybe I could just shoot you an email with my information, and if something does come up, maybe you guys need that pallet machine, or I know you don't need any trailers, but if that pallet machine comes up sooner rather than later, or even if, like, a good deal comes up, because we do finance new and used equipment, even from private parties, so if something came up, we could definitely help out with that.
Yeah, shoot me an email.
Yeah. You're Nate Steven at palletbrokerllc.com?
Correct.
Perfect. Got it from the website.
Great.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll definitely follow up with you, and it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Have a good
weekend. Thank you, too. Bye.